Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations again this morning. It's another day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This morning I just want to read a verse from Luke chapter 1. This is about Zacharias and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist. And this is what Luke writes about them in verse 6. It says here, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. As I meditate on that verse, what the scripture has to say and what God has to say about this couple, it is an amazing thing. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. You know, today we are made righteous by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in His shed blood, and what He has done for us. We are made declared righteous. Abraham was declared righteous because he believed God. And we are declared righteous because we believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, because we are declared righteous by faith, we also walk in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. You know, we live in a day today where many people want to claim righteousness by faith, but yet they don't want to walk in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. They, the scripture talks about turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness. And, you know, the grace of God that hath appeared to make us righteous also teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we should live righteous and sober in this present world. And so, you know, if we claim to be righteous by faith, then we also ought to have a life that matches that, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Jesus says this, that you shall know a tree by its fruit. And so if we have fruit that is contrary to the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, then the scripture also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 that we should examine ourselves whether we be in the faith or not. And so we need to walk also in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so this morning I just want to encourage you today to walk in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. We live in a society where many people are throwing away the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. They make all kinds of excuses and say that was for back then, that was cultural, and it's not for today. And I want to beg with you differently today. Jesus says, the words that I have spoken, they will judge you on the last day. You know, the scripture also teaches we shall be judged according to our works. You know, our works are going to declare if we have true faith or not. James says, I will show you my faith by my works. And so, you know, we're not saved by works, we're saved by faith. But we do have works that follow true faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we can stand before the Lord on the day of judgment blameless. And that's my heart for you, dear listener, this morning, that you will be able to stand before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son, Jesus Christ, blameless when He returns. So thank you for listening, and God bless. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you again for your word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword, Lord. And Lord, dividing asunder soul and spirit, marrow and joint, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you speak to us through your word. And I just pray this morning again that you would speak through your word to everyone that hears your word, Lord. I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.